This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and since it's a quarter after five, that means you get a chance to be here with me as well. The phone lines are cleared, and you can get in to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last month, our phone number is 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. Now, just a reminder that next week, Frank will not be here, Ian will not be here, Dan will not be here, I will be here. And by popular demand, we will have a Harris Challenge every day next week at 5:15. So if you don't get in today, you'll get plenty of shots at it next week. But now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
And just driving home, going home to a sick little baby.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hope things get better tonight and everybody gets a good night's sleep. I know what it can be like with a sick kid in the house.
Yes, this is our first sickness, so this is interesting for two first-time parents.
Wow. I'll never forget when my daughter was just a few months old and screaming in the middle of the night, and I went in and picked her up, and her body was so warm that just holding her to my chest was like burning. She was that, I mean, obviously over 100 degrees.
Wow.
And we ended up having to call a pediatrician. You know, we did whatever we thought we could, but, you know, you don't know anything when you're a relatively new parent. And we called the pediatrician, and the pediatrician said, okay, you're going to need to get a fever-reducing suppository.
Oh. I've had to do that before with our daughter. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I held on to my daughter while my wife went out, like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. And, you know, the kid's screaming. There's nothing I can do except hold on to her and look at her and sing her songs or whatever that is. And my wife did not stop for a red light the entire way, she told me.
Wow.
Got back. And you don't need to know the end of the story other than it's a happy one. We got her fever down and everything turned out to be okay. So I hope it doesn't get that drastic in your house, but I hope everything turns out okay, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories we have for today. We always know that one category is going to be our topical one about the news of the week. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, because today is Valentine's Day, category two is movie love. And category three is TV love.
Movie love.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. If there's time to pick up the ones you passed on before the buzzer sounds at 1 minute, you can go ahead and do that. But when the 60 seconds have expired, I will tally up your points. And if you get 7 or less, I will have to punish you. But if you get 8 or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Werenberg Theaters, we will give you a choice of some movies like I, Frankenstein, Endless Love, the Barbie Princess movie, or the Lego 3D movie. It's in 3D or 2D, whichever you prefer.
That movie is outstanding.
People have been telling me how great that is. I would have thought, before Joe Hipperson said anything about it last week, I would have thought, I'm not going to go see a Lego movie. That sounds ridiculous.
You may have to now.
I don't know if I'm going to go see it, but if I do, you know where I'll go see it?
Where? And you, Paul, will fill everyone in on our sponsor for the Harris Challenge.
Yes, I will. That is our friends at the Well Hungarians, who are appearing Wednesday nights for Ladies' Night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with great food and no cover. And, Mark, if you get all the questions correct, we call that a clean sweep, you'll not just win the donuts or the movie tickets, you'll win it all. We value that as a prize package at
$1 million.
So your category is movie love. In this category, Mark, the word love will appear in every answer, okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What classic Disney movie was about a VW Beetle named Herbie?
Love Bug.
Correct. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal?
Endless Love.
Love Story.
Sorry.
Who became famous because of the movie Deep Throat?
Linda Lovelace.
Correct. What movie co-starred Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin? Ellen Barkin.
Think of it. Yeah.
Want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
In what Stanley Kubrick Cold War comedy did Peter Sellers play three different roles?
How I Learned to Love the Bomb.
What's the first two words?
Dr. Strangelove.
It had to have love in it, so Dr. Strangelove is what we're looking for. Back to the four-pointer. What's that movie with Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin? And Afton's own John Goodman.
No clue.
Hoo-ah! No, it was not Sound of a Woman. It was Sea of Love was the name of the movie. Let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the one, you got the three, and then things fell apart. No, you also got Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, you got the five. You got 9 points. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was overcome with love. All right, so you're a winner, Mark. Congratulations. Hang on.
Thank you.
And we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd just like to say happy Valentine's Day to my family and to you guys.
Well, thank you very much. Would you like, have you been paying attention, TV Love, or our new third category, Love Potpourri?
Let's go with TV Love.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Same thing as in the movie Love category. Every answer will have the word love in it. 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What dating game show was hosted by Chuck Woolery?
Love Connection.
Correct. On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Pass.
Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
Pass.
What 1970s TV show was Truer Than the Red, White, and Blue?
Oh.
Remember, it has love in it.
Right. Pass.
Which Happy Days spinoff starred Scott Baio?
Well, I've done well. Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Love Boat.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
I don't know.
What 1970s TV show was Truer Than the Red, White, and Blue?
What?
That one was Love, American Style. Melinda Gordon on The Ghost Whisperer was Jennifer Love Hewitt. And Scott Baio was on Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh, my goodness. Hey,
Dan, who played Joni? That's right.
Aaron Moran.
Yeah. I knew you'd know it.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Dan, let's see what you got here. You got the one-pointer. And this completes your scoring. The bad news is that according to my math, one is less than seven, and so I will have to punish you. Here to punish you is a piece of punishment music that I thank a listener by the name of Joe Rozier for. Joe sent me this viral piece of, well, I don't actually know what to call it. Believe it or not, this video has gotten 4.5 million hits on YouTube. When I say believe it or not, it's because it sounds like this. The guy's name is Ice JJ Fish.
You rock into a headshot production.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head on a twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other girls. There's nothing else better on this world. Come on, I've seen how I was in shock.
Stylings of Ice JJ Fish.
I think he actually thinks he's good too.
I believe he took his name from Ice T, Jimmy JJ Walker, and Abe Vigoda as TV's Fish. Most rappers go the 70s sitcom route when they're looking for names. Stop it!
Wow. Oh, man.
4.5 million views.
In a little over a week?
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Dan, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, you just got to wish all the ladies out there happy Valentine's Day.
All the ladies.
Yeah. That's nice.
All the ladies.
Very nice. the long gift list this year. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Love potpourri, or they died this week?
Let's do the topical.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former Mizzou athlete told the world he was gay this week?
Michael Sam.
Correct. Who had to stop hosting NBC's Olympic coverage because of a bad case of pink eye?
Bob Costas.
Correct. In which state are legislators considering requiring labels that warn that sugary sodas contribute to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay?
New York.
California. In what state did another federal judge strike down the ban on same-sex marriage this week?
Virginia.
Correct. Which CNN host was questioned this week about the phone hacking scandal at London's Daily Mail newspaper?
Anderson Cooper.
The correct answer is Piers Morgan. Sorry about that, Scott. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four. That's right at the threshold, but it means we all have to endure this yet again.
No, no.
Take it. No. Take it, Ice JJ. Coyote cartoons where somehow an anvil would fall off a cliff and instead of landing on the Roadrunner would land on him.
Yep.
He didn't sound this bad.
No.
Ian, will you let me know if it gets to a chorus? Okay.
Wow.
That's On the Floor by Ice JJ Fish. I know you want to go download it from iTunes right now, Scott.
Exactly.
Have
Get
a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I just want to wish all my friends and family happy Valentine's Day, and happy Valentine's Day to you, too, and I'm glad you're back.
Thank you so much. Which category would you like? We have Love Potpourri or... They died this week.
Let's try They Died This Week.
Yeah, you know, I could say Love Potpourri in a funny voice. You can't say They Died This Week. They died this week.
No, they died this week.
That's really insensitive, doesn't it? All right, Sandy, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which one-time child star and U.S. ambassador died this week at 85?
Shirley Temple.
Correct. Which star of your show of shows and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World died this week at 91?
Patrick Mark.
Sid Caesar. Jim Fregosi, who spent 53 years in professional baseball, died this morning at 71. Name one of the teams he managed.
Which team do they manage?
That's what I asked you. You can pass if you want.
She's asking someone.
New York.
No. I'll tell you later. Who played the patriarch of TV's Walton's family and died yesterday at age 83?
I can't think of his name.
Want to go to the five-pointer?
Yeah.
The wife of Jimmy Carter's vice president died this week at age 83. What was her last name?
Pass.
Jimmy Carter's vice president was Walter Mondale. Joan Mondale died this week. Ralph Waite was John Walton Sr. And Jim Fregosi managed the Phillies, the Angels, the White Sox, and the Blue Jays. So once again, Sandy, we're stuck in a bad situation here because you only got Shirley Temple. That means only 1 point, and it means even more YouTube popularity for, well, let's just call him Mr. Fish. Like a transcript of the lyrics of the song, please consult a mental health professional and get a complete checkup. Okay.
That's horrible.
Sandy, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for
playing. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Let's meet our final contestant now. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say hi to my fellow Quest Diagnostics couriers and say I'm on my way home.
Okay. Your category is Love Potpourri. And just like the TV and movie categories earlier?
Wow.
I think I just left for Mexico for a second. I'm back now. The word love will appear in all of the answers, Mike. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What actress and rock star is Kurt Cobain's widow?
Courtney Love.
Correct. What TV show had a character named Meryl Stubing?
Love Boat.
Correct. What was the first name of Thurston Howell's wife on Gilligan's Island?
He called her Lovey.
Correct. Who was the lead singer of the Beach Boys?
Mike Love.
Correct. What was the name of both Tina Turner's movie biography and one of her hit songs?
What's Love Got to Do With It?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge. That's a clean sweep, Mike. You get the whole prize package.
All right.
Congratulations, and thanks to everybody for playing the challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, and next week, while I'm pulling a five-day week here, you get 5 days of the Harris Challenge, Monday through Friday next week, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.